Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the hot box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland, right here on Main Street in beautiful, historic downtown Westminster. That quaint East Coast, Mid-Atlantic, home-style town. Small-town thing. It gets progressively better. Like, the further away you get from Baltimore, it gets better and better. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania's awesome. You got all of these little hamlets in there that will probably be gone in 50 years.
Yeah, yeah, these towns are literally older than the country.
Yes, they're beautiful while they last, but having some demographics issues. All right, nobody cares about that. They care about cigars. That's why they're listening to Burn Line, and this is episode 81. We are smoking the Roma Craft Maestranza. So this is a new release. Yep. There was a pre-release July, I think. Mm-hmm. Different Vitola.
It was like a teaser. It, but I don't have the
Teaser. This is the first week or second week. Mm-hmm. That these are even available anywhere. So we're getting a jump on this one. If you're interested in this cigar, we are going to smoke it for you. Let you know. So
we are willing to do the sacrifice.
Yes, we will do that for all of you guys out there in the YouTube's internet land. So this is the newest core line product from Roma Craft Tobacco. And, of course, I've got the picture of the cigar cut in there for everybody up close and personal. But initially, first of all, we are smoking the 4x50. This is a dead ringer. Like, the mold is probably borrowed from Padron. This is a Principe, like, dead ringer.
Right.
Although they say theirs is a 48. Principe is a 48,
yeah.
And this is, they say, is a 50, but that's what it looks like.
It's two leaves off.
Yeah. it is exactly one half of one viso leaf away from,
That's how we avoid, copyright infringement? We're like, no,
But if it's as strong as, like, for example,
a Principe.
We had the Padron 1926 series, mm-hmm. What anniversary? 35th?
100th, 20th.
I can't remember.
Yeah, so many anniversaries.
Yeah, but a Principe was enough. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Roma Craft is famous for strong tobacco. So this is a little guy. We're going to see how it punches and smokes. But, of course, we always talk about, what we're looking at before we chop it up and smoke it, right? And light it on fire. Love the yellow band. It has the double band like all Roma Crafts, and we will see if it is as hard to get off as other products I've smoked in the past. But it looks fucking sharp.
It looks cool in the cello, too, honestly. I haven't taken mine out just mm-hmm. because.
And it is a Mexican San Andres wrapper. This is not super dark. It does remind me of a Padron, although some of them get darker. They have a range of colors mm-hmm. For each wrapper type, but we're going to talk more about the wrapper color in a minute. Right now we just want to appropriately comment on it before we chop it up and light it on fire. And it does have like that rustic kind of what you would expect from San Andres wrapper, very reminiscent to me of a Padron. And pretty attractive. The ratios are good. The little stubby cigar, it's like, oh, man.
The matte finish.
I'm about to jump on a fucking Harley Davidson Fat Boy and tear up some back roads or something. It kind of has like an aggressive sort of mm-hmm. thing. It does not look like, some fine arts going to the opera type of cigar. Mm-hmm. This looks rough and ready.
Yeah, it's like get to the point cigar.
Yeah, but like a Harley Davidson, absolutely gorgeous, top of the line or whatever, just, hey, we're not pretty boys here.
Yeah.
So that's my takeaway. That's a very artistic interpretation, but there you go. And it is time for the official cutting. I will be using my Rebirth of Cigars, close-ended, double guillotine, Drew Estate with the glow-in-the-dark logo. And what have you got?
Craftsman's Bench, you know, regular stainless steel.
Open-ended double guillotine?
Yep. All right. I see you're switching it up today.
Yep.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's Cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. And we are tapping that cigar out on the back of our hand. That part that you put in your mouth. Not a lot of tobacco coming off of this at all. I mean, just a couple of tiny flakes. This seems tightly packed.
Yeah.
And I may have to clip a little bit more off. I think the top is a little domed to use a close-ended cutter in.
Right? Yeah.
It's not flat. It's a little too rounded. No, I'm going to try this because, you know, I like a tight draw.
Okay.
I'm going to try this before I cut any more.
I'm actually going to cold draw. I don't really care for a cold draw. I just want to see what the draw is going to feel like.
Yeah. That's so tight. Cold, this feels perfect.
It's a little tight for me, but yeah. We'll see. Maybe once it heats up, it'll...
I don't know. I have found that for a lot of box presses, it goes the other way. When it heats up, it actually gets tighter. But we shall see. In the meantime, yeah. And the cold draw has got, like, cloves and dirt. It's a little spicy.
Tastes like barnyard.
Other than the ubiquitous barnyard and raisins,
you know? Yeah, like every other fucking cigar that's unlit.
It's called fermented tobacco.
Yeah.
All right.
I can taste the notes. No, shut up.
No, you can't. All right. Time for the official lighting. And I will be lighting up with my ST DuPont double flame, flat flame, gold-plated, fuck you money lighter. And you've got your peasant lighter.
Whoa. That's my DVO lighter.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah. That's a single flame.
Yep, single torch.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
Dude, my gold bar lighter is...
I was going to say, what happened to that thing? That thing used to be...
It was in a locker.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to say anything on air, but not getting communication from somebody that I paid, you know, over $1,000 to say, hey, come get your property. Not professional or cool. So I may have lost that one. All right, so first of all, I do think that I underclipped it a bit. However, the draw strength is perfect for me. I like to draw with authority. Like, I like my cigar to feel like I am telling it, okay, now you can put smoke in my mouth. Right?
It's not bad.
And I was telling you about the Christophe San Andres.
Yes.
Also a San Andres wrapper. Smoked a couple of those the last couple of days. Research, right? Market research for the show.
Market research.
Yeah, the only complaint that I had about it was, oh my God, it is such a loose draw. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even tell, like, is there smoke coming into my mouth or what, you know?
That's normal for Christophe, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Yeah. There's like, Christophe is like that mid-tier cigar. Not in a bad way. Just, it's that mid-tier. Not too expensive, but not inexpensive either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, like... daily smoker.
Well, it's like the Illusion that we smoked last week. You know, it's not trying to be something it's not. All right, so a little bit about this cigar. Let's puff on it a little bit more before talking about the flavors that we're getting. In the meantime, this is the newest core product from Roma Craft Tobacco. This will be joining some of your favorites, like the Neanderthal, the Cro-Magnon. Roma Craft also makes Intemperance, Whiskey Rebellion. Those are kind of on their speakeasy side. Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, those are on their caveman side. And then this is very special. It has its own unique footing. It doesn't fall into either of those sort of sub-brands, the branding there. Again, we are smoking the 4x50 size, which has an MSRP of $9. So most of you guys are going to be paying, like, you know, if you're in Pennsylvania, $9.50 to $11-something in Maryland. And if you're in New York, you'll be paying $18. Yes. You know, that so sucks. God bless. This does have a Mexican San Andres wrapper. It has a Brazilian binder. By the way, I hope you appreciate on the show notes I spelled Brazilian with an S.
Yes, thank you for that.
Because that's
where
how they spell
it. Where the fuck did the Z come from?
It came from the Anglo alphabet.
You didn't have to switch it to Z. Like,
You literally didn't have to.
It's like, I think what happened was like some Europeans like, nah, we're going to do it because we can.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, that is probably a grammatical argument between like the Spanish and the English or something. It goes back to...
Because even in Spanish, it's Brasil with an S. Portuguese is Brasil.
Yeah.
S.
Well, and even in like English, S can have multiple sounds. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But anyway, the fillers are from the Dominican Republic, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Romacraft is a little tight-lipped about what you're getting. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really interesting that this is a true five region. You know, which, again, like, it's not completely fair because you have five regions in Nicaragua. So you can have a Nicaraguan puro that tastes like a multi-region.
Right. Because you say it's a puro doesn't mean it's all going to taste the same. You
exactly.
got like a shit ton. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, this tastes like that. This tastes like that.
But they're the only country that can really do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at the other ones, they're the only ones that. It's really the only country where you can provide that much variance mm-hmm. between the regions.
There's literally a lake in between all the regions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, that side of the lake tastes like shit. No, your side of the lake. No. No, they
actually, all the regions are they taste to the good. East. There is the lake itself, Condega, mm-hmm. but the rest of the. Rest of the tobacco growing regions are to the east, but there's not much land.
Yeah,
to the west of it.
No, not much. And then Ohuatep is like, "Fuck you guys, I'm in the middle."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a note on the marketing. I think Romacraft went a little heavy-handed on the marketing with this cigar. So it named its three vitolas, which this also comes in a 5x60. So, still short, very chubby, and a 6x52, which is like a standard Toro. Their three vitolas are the Ciutadella Catalonia, which is this vitola, the Castillito Murcia, which is the 5x60, and the Caballeria Valencia, which is the 6x52.
That is Spanish as shit.
I'd be like, just call it like a fucking, you know, like Corona Short, Corona Gordo and a Toro, you know, like it, I just think it's heavy-handed.
Do you want Nobody me to can... pronounce those the right way?
Yeah, would you? Yeah. Read that shit because.
Okay. So, Ciudadia Catalonia. So named after Catalonia.
Yeah, I got the regions. Spanish, yeah. I understood the regions. I don't know what the other words mean.
Castillo Murcia. So that's the name of the castle named after somebody. Uh-huh. And Caballeria Valencia, so Cavalry Valencia.
I was getting from the three of them regions. Mm-hmm. So like Catalonia is a region. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Murcia is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a region.
It's a region.
And then Valencia is a region. Caballeria, I didn't understand that because that's like cavalry.
Yeah, cavalry.
Castellito is like tiny castle.
Yep.
And then I have no idea what did you say that was? Ciutadella?
Ciutadella. Small city. Yeah, it's a Spanish word. We don't
like Spain, Spanish.
Yeah, we don't use it down south.
Well, I mean, Catalonia is Spanish. Valencia, that's Spain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I think it's a whiff. Like, just call it the fucking size that it is.
Yeah. But everybody does it.
And then on top of that, they refer to this wrapper as Spanish Market Selection, Mexican San Andres. So, this is a throwback, okay? The older Cuban cigars, they had three categories of wrapper color. Spanish Market Selection, which was similar to this, which is, this is like a dark Rosado. I don't know if you noticed. I said I was going to talk about this, the wrapper color, a little bit later. Mm-hmm. This is not that chocolatey brown. It is more like a padrón. And then there was English market selection and American market selection. I believe English was like a claro, and American was almost like green. I can't remember. But all, those were the three color baskets. And that was because they thought that's the color people wanted their cigars to be in those regions. So I don't know if they're referring to the color, or if they just picked it out of the basket, just like these Spanish names. But, you know, it obviously it's a matter of taste. It's just, it's too much. I don't dig it. I would just use regular sizes that people can fucking understand.
Right.
You know, and then as far as, like, the Spanish market selection, I mean, it's obsolete term anyway, so... It's just pure marketing, and who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you say Mexican San Andres, we know what we're getting.
Yes.
Right? Although, interestingly, they don't advertise it as a Maduro, right? Yeah, which is a process right for aging.
Yeah.
Right? But it is, and it could be a Maduro for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
But I don't think it, you know, they would probably tell you if they used the Maduro aging process.
Yeah.
But it did come out a little bit of a darkish red.
So on the marketing side, I can see why they like intended this to be a mostly Spanish cigar. So like the box is white, and then it's got a castle in the back, a cavalry in the front, and then some of the packaging has the, looks like a Catholic cross. I mean, you can see that on your
band. It just doesn't like all, it's pure Spanish. Pulled it out of their ass.
Yeah.
Like it, honestly, it's pure pulled it out of your ass. Like, you know, you're just making shit up. There's not nostalgia, history. You know, it's not like Roma Craft was started in a Spanish castle back in 1830s or some bullshit. So, you know what I mean?
None of these countries where this tobacco come from appreciates your marketing. Just a side note.
Yes, side note. These five regions all hate the Spanish. Right. So, you know, but anyway. Yeah, that's like the my smoke of the week the other week was the España.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... Yeah, you have tobacco from Spain in there, so I get it, but...
Yeah.
You know, the other tobaccos are fighting with it inside the wrap.
Literally.
Here's something cool, though. Maestranza roughly translates as those around you helping,
mm-hmm.
and it is a tribute to the factory workers that got Nicasueño.
Mm-hmm.
Nicasueño. It confuses me because it ends in A and O.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to AA or OO, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my gringo hangup. That's the name of their factory. That's one of my many gringo hangups. But that's the name of their factory. And mm-hmm. here's what's super cool. We will see this when we do the band test. The inner band has the signature of every person that works at that factory.
Oh, dude.
In tiny.
Dope as shit.
So I'm like, dude, can you imagine with the branding if they cut out all this Spanish bullshit? And they had like pictures of the factory, so I just don't get it.
Just take a picture of the inside.
I'm gonna shut up about that because nobody gives a shit. Nobody buys a cigar to talk about that except Johnny Midas. So let's talk about the actual cigar. We've had a chance to smoke it. First of all, this is a strong cigar, as you might expect mm-hmm. from Roma Craft. I had a 7.5 on overall on the one that I smoked for the show.
Strength.
Yeah. Right now, it feels like an 8.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a 7.
Okay.
It hasn't picked up yet. We're too early in the cigar. But I can definitely feel like, you know, it's going to throw a Muhammad Ali fucking ghost punch.
Mine started out strong, but maybe it's because I wasn't expecting it or something. But it came out with an immediate. Oh,
I think your mouth is like, I know what I'm getting here. Yeah. And you're like, I'm just bracing for impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, though.
It is good. We talk about body, flavor, and strength. And body, mild, mid, full. This is very full-bodied. Fills up the whole palate. And then flavor, we talk about simple, mid, and complex. And we don't know until we finish the cigar. Simple is one or two flavors the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like those bundle sticks that I got.
Like an actual Principe.
Well, actually, that is correct. Most Padron, many Padron, I shouldn't say most. Many Padrons that I've smoked is one or two notes the whole way through. Mm-hmm. Now, they're delicious. A mid is more than one or two notes, three, four, five. Some of them might drop off, but it's not really changing flavor. Mm-hmm. And then complex is there's transitions. You know, it might not be first, second, third, third, third. Yeah. It might be half and half or something, but there's definitely
there's a change.
Several flavors and it's changing.
Yeah.
Right. So on the pre-smoke, I judged this as complex, but we're going to have to judge it as we go. Tasting notes. So my initial tasting, there is cedar there. I don't know if that will burn off. Sometimes it does. Like it picked it up from the box or the aging or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely like that rich, dark earth that you get from the San Andreas wrapper.
I'm getting some like unprocessed cocoa, like before.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Like,
enriched.
Have you ever gotten cocoa powder, like mm-hmm. for baking? It's like that, where it's like not sweetened or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just the powdered cocoa bean. There is definitely that.
Yeah. The coffee compliment. Have you? Yeah, take some of your coffee.
Mexican
dude.
Coffee from 2C.
Yeah. It just, I think it goes perfect. Try that out. It changes it.
Mm-hmm.
It enhances it.
Oh, what a pairing. You know what? It adds sweetness to the cigar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is fucking dope, man. That is a great pairing. Did you do that on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, I got my new 20-bar espresso machine.
Yeah.
And, of course, I had to experiment. I pulled an espresso shot with the 6-bean baller, and I am shocked at how versatile that coffee is. Now, it didn't taste like espresso coffee, but it got a nice, you know, 3/8 inch foamy head on it, and it was delicious. You know, it's a little light for espresso, so it tasted different, but it tasted good. So I've been playing around with that all weekend.
Are you bringing that to work?
The other thing, I'm tasting right now, yes, I'm gonna bring. The other thing that I'm tasting right now, have you ever had this is a hot dog cart staple.
Okay.
I don't know if you've had this. Have you ever had onions that have been reduced in Coca-Cola?
I believe so.
You cook them down in Coca-Cola and you put them on your hot dog. Fucking delicious. By the way, that is the only way to have a dog. That mustard.
I think it's called Onion Crunch, something like that. I've had every time I go to NYC, I always have to have a hot dog from a cart.
Well, I am getting that onions cooked down in Coca-Cola. So right now, what this cigar tastes like is if you took a handful of black volcanic Mexican dirt.
Okay.
And then you took Mexican red pepper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That stuff you sprinkle on everything. You took a handful of it, because there's pepper in here.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, dude, it was spicy off the rip.
Yes. Sprinkle that on there. And then took a pinch of baking cocoa. Sprinkled that on it. And then you carry it through a room where they just have vats of these onions reducing down in Coca-Cola. That's what I'm tasting or smelling. Personally, I think that this is a fantastic flavor. It is strong and robust. If you're not a strong cigar person, I'm warning you now, this is a strong cigar. But these flavors are really good. Like, they go so well together.
I don't know about a breakfast cigar, but it'll definitely wake your ass up if you smoke it as a breakfast cigar.
Only El Fumo would talk about smoking this as a breakfast cigar.
Yeah.
True story. And you probably would.
You'd
be fine. I'd be puking my guts out. Hell, I can't even handle a Blackened M81 and Blackened M81 whiskey on an empty stomach.
I can't. That is a one note all the way through.
I made it all the way through that episode.
Yeah.
And then I puked my guts out.
Yeah, I was there for the aftermath.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, what's going on in there? He's like, don't worry about it.
I wonder how Nick's doing. Haven't heard from him in a while. Okay, so we are smoking the Romacraft Maestranza, and this is a new release. You might have it on your shelves. I think it shipped last week, I believe. They said they were going to ship it October 7th, and they didn't, and then it was the next week.
It's just starting to show up.
Yeah, by the time that we air this show, it should be on the shelves for you, so you can hopefully smoke along. And if your local brick and mortar doesn't carry it, look for it online. I think this is a cigar worth smoking. But it is a powerhouse. And we're not pairing it with anything today. We do have our 2C Premium Mexican coffee, and this goes so well. Mm-hmm. It's like these two were made for each other. So head on over to 2cpremium.com, grab yourself a bag of Mexican blend, and try it out. I mean, if you want to spoil yourself, yeah. This is the way to go.
And it's crazy. I just commented before the show while I was brewing the coffee. Like, you open the bag and it smells like chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I mean, it's a good weird, but it's like straight chocolate. And it tastes so good. There's no sweetener. There's nothing. It's just straight black.
Mm-hmm.
And this coffee's dope.
All right. I think that it is time for our first break. When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week. Don't go away. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Johnny Midas, Smoke of the Week here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster. And we're smoking the Guilty Pleasure Pure White Cigars flavored with Hennessy. And these retail for $9.95 here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And I don't usually smoke cigars like this, but like I said, this is a guilty pleasure. And yeah, Hennessy, there you go. Swing on by, pick you up one. Johnny Midas, Smoke of the Week.
And now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
All right, tip of the week. Since you're smoking a strong cigar and looks are deceiving, you're like, oh shit, this is nothing, you know. Yeah. Bullshit, this cigar can knock your ass, like literally knock your ass out. I've had I think I smoked the Alma Fuerte once. That's a bigger stick, but it like, holy shit, it kicked my ass because empty stomach. Yeah, it was like, well, anyways, what I'm getting at is, if you're going to be smoking a strong cigar and you know it, you know, have some water, have some soda or something with you to at least drink while you smoke, because it'll help from it like fucking you up. And also like a sugar packet, you know, bring down the nicotine. You can throw one back real quick. So, because feeling nauseous and sick is not good in general, but it's going to ruin your cigar experience. Like, especially a cigar like this, like you don't have much cigar. And then you're just going to fuck it up, and you're just throwing away money.
What do you think about, like, almonds, not flavored?
Unflavored almonds, and kind of like on a bar and just eating them?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, almonds on their own aren't that flavorful.
Yeah, they don't wreck your palate like a peanut would.
Right. And they kind of soak up flavor, so it might help. I haven't thought about that, but
I found that something that helps me is actually cheese. Now, the problem with cheese is it does coat your palate and it does change the cigar experience. But when I'm smoking a heavy cigar, yeah, be prepared, right? Definitely have some water to drink. I would recommend something non-caffeinated.
Mm-hmm. As we drink coffee.
Well, this isn't too strong for us, but nicotine is a stimulant, so is caffeine. So you don't want to add that in, but just water, or water with a dash of lemon juice, which can cleanse your palate. Works really good. Like you said, sugar packet, that's a great way to just absorb some nicotine and also get your blood sugar up pretty quick.
Yep. One thing that I've been doing is, especially like on this day, like tongue scraping. I remember you said it way long ago. Definitely helps with the experience.
Yeah.
Gets the crap off your tongue. Yeah. Cleans the palate.
And then I think the other recommendation is put the cigar down.
Yeah.
You know, like if you start to feel it
take a coming up,
just set it down, wait till you feel better, take a drink of water, walk around if you need to, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to be like, wait, a cigar can fuck you up. Yes, a cigar can fuck you up. It can actually make you feel like you're drunk, like legit. Mm-hmm. You can feel like you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Sweat.
Yeah, the sweat. Sweating. Oh, I've had that.
I've had that, yeah.
Really bad.
What was it? I think it was the LFD Triple Lajero.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what I was smoking. It was like, it really hit me hard.
Yeah, the Alma Fuerte and the Digger did that to me. The Digger is like crazy strong. And it's like what?
Huge. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of nicotine and strength in that one. All right, good. Appreciate that tobacconist tip of the week. So We are going to talk today about collecting cigars. So last week we smoked a 2022 Illusion TAA special. And we talked about, hey, why don't we talk about collecting cigars? So, you know, I do collect cigars, but it was a long road to get there because I'm firmly in the camp of cigars are to be enjoyed. And I'm the same way with other consumables, you know, like liquor. What I started doing with my liquor was I would get a bottle of liquor and I'd drink half of it and I would put it away in a closed cabinet where I can't touch it. And that's how I started collecting. But it's the purpose of it is if someone comes over or whatever, they have a whole selection. Now they have dozens of different liquors to choose from, as opposed to I'm going to save this and sell it later for more money, right? So for collecting cigars, I think the foundation is to, you have to have a conversation with yourself. What am I doing here, right? And so I actually have two collections of cigars. The first collection is I have two of each, and that is somebody comes over, hey, what do you want to smoke? I'll smoke it with you, right? And these are cigars that are good smoking, you know, flavorful and delicious and all of that. And then I do have a collection that is I'm saving these forever. This is not an investment. I'm not going to resell them later, but this is a cigar that is worth showing people, hey, this was a fucking badass cigar, right? And then maybe smoking them. But really, it's their memories, right? And so I think the first step, if you're going to collect cigars, you have to decide, what am I doing and why? If you're an investor and you're like, I'm going to buy a box of Rare Pink and, you know, all this so I can resell it. Okay, well, that's your little hobby. I don't really associate that with cigar smoking, which is what this show is about, enjoying tobacco. But you have to decide, what am I doing? What kind of collector am I going to be? Am I collecting stuff so it goes up in value and then I resell it? Am I collecting stuff that is rare and hard to find because it's just cool to have? Am I collecting cigars that I like? Am I collecting cigars to smoke later with a friend? That will change your approach, right? So what helped me the most was actually thinking through the process of collecting cigars, right? And here's some things you need to keep in mind. Number one, you have to keep a smoking humidor stocked. These are the cigars that I'm smoking, right? And then over here, you have your collection cigars. This is like having a savings account and a checking account. The problem is if all your cigars are together, just like if all your money is in a checking account, you end up smoking them all. Just like you end up spending all your money, right? And if you run out of money in your checking account, what do?
Go to the savings.
Go to the savings account. Same thing. So if you're not stocking up on daily smokes or whatever, you're going to look at your collection and be like, well, you know, I can smoke that guy.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you don't have a collection anymore.
Yep.
I've done that with more than one bottle of whiskey where I put it away and then later on I'm out of whiskey and I'm like, well, that's only whatever, you know, Maker's Mark or something. I can always get another bottle of that. I'll just drink it. I need something to drink, you know. So you want to avoid putting yourself in that situation, right? So the process that you use, my recommendation is have a humidor for your daily smokes, have a separate, preferably closed, not glass front, something you can look at, you know, maybe in the back of your closet or something.
Make it difficult to reach.
Make it difficult to get, yeah, and put your collection in there. The process is important. And then part of the process is budgeting. If you want to start collecting, you just have to decide, what am I going to spend each month on collectible cigars that I'm not going to smoke? It might be $5. And you might have to save a few months to get that cigar you want. It can increase the enjoyment if you go hunting. You know, like, I know the cigar, exact cigar I want. I'm going to get on Facebook groups and, you know, Google and stuff like that and try to find the best price. And I've got to save for it and whatever. Cool. You know, that can make it more fun. Right? But you have to have a budget and you have to have a process to make sure they don't get smoked. So I think that's the foundational element. Like, why am I collecting? What am I collecting? You know, for what purpose? What is my process? What does it look like? And then what is my budget? If you just take it doesn't have to be dramatic, but take 30 minutes with a piece of paper and a pen and just think that through and that'll really help you out. You know, that way you don't end up getting sidetracked, not getting off the ground, ending up with a collection that, you know, you don't like,
right,
or is incoherent or something like that. So I think, like, just think through, take those foundational steps to get your hobby off on the right track. You know, it's like, I'm going to collect model trains. Yeah, okay, what scale? Are they just going to be engines? Are you going to have full trains? Are you going to have a train set with a track that goes around, diorama? You know, now you're getting into all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually use these? You know, or do you just have shelves with, here's a fucking engine, here's one, yeah, you know? And then is it a Wild West steam locomotive next to, like, a Japanese bullet train?
Right.
Is it all electric trains? You know, like, think through.
Diecast, plastic.
Yeah,
Lego.
Totally. Yeah, Lego.
We don't collect train
photos. Now, having said that, there's not a wrong way to collect cigars.
Yeah.
Right? But you can help yourself out a lot by just laying the foundation. So having said that, why don't you talk to us about how to collect fun collecting ideas? You know, what does it look like when you're actually doing the collecting?
All right. So, like I said, limited releases. Like, okay, for example, the monster, like, it's Halloween, so it's October. So there's a lot of monster-themed ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's, like, pumpkin flavored whatever, or like the Alec Bradley Gooligan. Mm-hmm. So that was a decent stick. It's like, oh, it's Halloween theme, let's collect that. The werewolf, you know, let's, yeah, collect that. The Deadwood, the pumpkin spice, or yeah, the pumpkin spice flavored one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. You can have it themed around stuff. Again, with the Filthy Hooligan around April, or the Las Calaveras around now. So there's some steps you can take, you know, themed cigars or hard-to-get cigars like the Opus X's, like every once in a while to do a release, or, hey, a store will have Opus X's, let's pick those up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go that route.
Yep.
You know, usually your stores will hook you up. They're like, oh, limited release, so they'll do that work for you.
Right, right. Yeah, and here at Davidus, you know, there's 13 locations. Mm-hmm. Make friends with your local tobacconist,
yeah,
and just tell them, here's what I'm looking for. And they will frequently have them at a different store, and,
yeah,
and they'll just ship it over.
Yeah, that's the thing. With, like, Davidus, okay, yes, there are one body, but it's like not every store has the same,
right,
stock.
Right, right. So. Yeah, so, okay, so special edition / limited release,
mm-hmm,
hard to find or exclusive cigars.
Or personal favorites.
Personal favorites, yep, absolutely. And that ties back into what your plan is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a collection of cigars that I like. I've got stuff in there that it's not collectible.
No.
I have got a Yorktown Fleet in there from Stolen Throne. Why? Because I want to show it to people in 50 years and say, this was a fucking hell of a cigar when it came out.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you can collect like that. There's some other things you can do. You can do around the world. I'm going to get a Cuban cigar, a Honduran cigar, a Nicaraguan cigar, a Spanish cigar, an Italian cigar. You know, I don't know if Germans actually make cigars, but, you know, like,
yeah,
just Indonesian, you know, go around the world, try to get a Chinese cigar. Don't smoke it because they mostly suck.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, this is a cigar that's only available in China, you know. So you can do that. You can also do regions. Like, I'm going to collect Nicaraguan cigars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get a cigar rolled out of every factory in Nicaragua. You can turn it into an awesome game. Right? It depends on how much hunting you like to do.
Yeah.
Now, my personal collecting algorithm, I collect cigars that are cool for later. For example, I have the Rocky Patel Ray Lewis cigar that has, like, his image and signature on it.
Yeah.
Because, hey, here's the Ray Lewis cigar, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah.
I have a Donald Trump cigar, Tubo.
Yeah.
Because you guys remember this president?
Yeah,
you
know, remember that guy?
My great grandkids will be like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when democracy died.
but, that helps the algorithm.
Yeah, that helps the algorithm. Thanks, YouTube. They'll allow comments on this one.
Yeah, they'll allow that one.
But, you know, so I have some that are, they're just memorable, historic, mm-hmm, whatever. I have a bunch of cigars that I just like. I say this because I like
allegedly 145-year-old Cuban cigars.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I still have to get my hands on.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
They're still available.
Yeah. And then I have a collection of Fuentes because I love Fuente products. Bunch of Opus X's, rare pink, sophisticated hooker, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and swag. Don't forget the swag. Like, you can collect specific company swag. So, like, you have some Fuente stuff.
That is correct. You don't have to collect just cigars. You can collect cigar-adjacent swag. So, you know, you have companies like Gurkha that are only good at producing swag. Mm-hmm. You have companies like Camacho that really make some amazing swag, whether you like their cigars or not.
Yeah. I collected their boxes.
Oh, their boxes? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're cool looking.
Like, you the Triple Maduro is probably their coolest box because it has... It's a black satin shiny box, and then it has a steel emblem of the scorpion, and it's cool as shit.
Mm-hmm. I liked their rum barrel aged box. That one was pretty cool.
Yeah, the orange. Was it orange?
I think it was like a brown gray.
Yeah, I have that. I have them all. So.
Those are some other things you can collect as well as the cigars. So good, and then I actually brought some collectibles. So, to show you guys, so here's my Bricktoberfest limited edition box. Oh, I collected it. And here's what I've got inside. So, this first one is the Tatuaje Monster Series Werewolf. And, you know, this just came out for Halloween. You know, why did I collect this? Well, it's a limited release, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I have a few of the Tatuaje Monsters. You know, that's something else you can do is collect a theme, right? So right next to that, I have the Las Calaveras from this year. And I believe I'm only missing 1 year of these. Maybe
two. Is this the first year?
Yeah. Or second year. This is another one. Like, these come out every year. They're always different. You can collect Las Calaveras. If you want an idea to get started, okay, I'm going to do the Tatuaje Monster Series. I'm going to do the Las Calaveras.
Some unique cigars, like Drew Estate's Egg.
Yeah, sure. Or I've got the baseball bat
from DBL.
From DBL.
The pipe.
Which is signed.
The Woody by Oscar. That big, like, 3-foot cigar.
Mm-hmm. You can also collect a brand. You can buy every cigar Sokka made. Now, once you get into the unicorns, you're going to get poor fast. But, you know, that's something you can do, at least for now. Dunbarton is getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an Asylum PCA exclusive 2021. You know, Asylum makes these pretty good, actually medium-bodied. They look like they're going to blow your brains out, but they're not very strong, actually. Which, you know, the whole skull motif, it's like you expect it to be super strong. It's not. But you can collect PCA exclusives, right? And then the rest of these are all TAA exclusives. This is the Joya de Nicaragua 4-5 TAA exclusive. Very good cigar. This is a 6x54 Bellicoso. This is a 2023 TAA exclusive. And I'm going to take my glasses off. Lost Angel.
Yes.
This is a Crown Heads.
Yeah, we talked about that. They didn't name the one the Lost Angel this time.
Yes. This is the Carrillo TAA, and it's got the same band.
It doesn't even look like Carrillo either.
It kind of doesn't. It's like a super soft box press.
The band isn't Carrillo.
Yeah. The same, the back does. That's a Carrillo band in the back. I've got the same complaint about this that I had with the last one. You know, the TAA logo on the front. And then this last one is super cool. This is the Christoph Connecticut 2023 TAA exclusive. This is a 5.5x60 Perfecto. And that just looks like the Monopoly Guy cigar.
Yes, it does.
Like, if you think of Rich Banker smoking a stick, the stick looks like that. You drew a cartoon.
It's like a cartoonish cigar. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the... Yeah, that's it right there. Whenever you see a picture of
cigars. By the way, I do collect cigars for the art. I have many cigars that are so beautiful that I collected them.
Cigar bands. I collect cigar bands. That's the other thing.
Yeah, like, especially if you smoke, you know, around the humidor. Like, if you like a lot of different cigars, you can collect the bands. There's some cool crafts you can do with them. You can also just collect them in a big, you know, like... in a Utz cheese ball barrel or something.
Yeah, I have a container for them.
Yeah, and just dig through.
One day I want to do that, like lacquer.
Decoupage.
Yeah.
You can totally do that. Davidis Cigars is a TAA member, and so a lot of these I got here and were available from Davidis Cigars. So if your local tobacconist is not a TAA member, you might have a little more difficulty. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we always encourage people to shop the local brick and mortar because the lounge is the heartbeat of our hobby. But we do have the internet nowadays. So you can find whatever you're looking for if you look hard enough.
All right, band test real quick.
Okay, time for the band test. We are smoking the RomaCraft Mestranza in the 4x50 Suta de Catalonia.
All right, so the first, okay, so the double band came off. There's like a little pull tab.
Okay, first band came off. I'll do mine too. We'll do mine at the same time.
Oh my God. All right, this is going to be difficult. Oh, I'm so scared. This is glued on there.
So first one came off fine. Second one, God, that is really tight. Getting my, and I've got these these long fingernails.
Yeah, my.
I cannot get it under the edge. I'm going to tear the wrapper.
All right, so I didn't
I'm not sliding. I'm doing this the right way. God damn, dude. What do you think?
It's tough. I just slipped it up.
This is not okay. It's tearing. Yeah, typical RomaCraft experience.
So all they did for the names is all the initials.
That is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this real quick. I don't know if you can probably see it in the camera or not. It's kind of like embossed.
All right, so bands might struggle a little bit. Outer band came off okay. And you just slid yours off.
Mm-hmm.
I peeled mine and just tore, but it did tear all the way around without affecting the wrapper, so can't complain too much. Padron is terrible, too. That double Padron band is so hard to get off. At least it's small and it's close to where you're finishing up the stick. Yeah,
some of the Arturo Fuentes can be the same way.
Fuente, I have a bone to pick with their bands. Like, they're almost always glued to the fucking wrapper. I can't remember the last time I didn't tear a little piece of the wrapper off. All right, so last thing to talk about with collecting cigars. So we mentioned, go ahead and do your homework, figure out what is my first step. You know, focus on one thing to start, and then why am I collecting? What am I collecting for or whatever? And then have a budget and set up, here's my smokers, here's my not smokers. Keep this full. Keep the smokers full so you don't raid the cabinet. And then we talked about some fun collecting ideas to get you started. I would recommend pick one thing. You know, I'm going to collect all the Xenos. I'm going to collect all of the Tatuaje monsters. You know, it depends on how much hunting and effort you want to go
to. All the acids.
As well as your... Oh, shut up. As well as your budget affects that. I showed some of my collectibles. And the super rare, like we mentioned, most of these TAAs, it's anywhere from 500 to 1,500 boxes of 10. So they're rare.
Yeah, and then there's what? You can join some stuff like the LCA. We'll send you
Limited Cigar Association. Yeah. Last step, though, is caring for your collection. Don't forget this crucial step, because if you do have that collection humidor and it's in the back of your closet, you can forget it has to stay humidified. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend once a quarter at the longest, take them out and rotate them, right? So you're going to have different areas of moisture and airflow in your humidor. Get them rotated around, get some air around them. You know, I wouldn't do that more than once a month, but I wouldn't do it less than once a quarter, probably. And, of course, check your I check my humidity weekly, and I have a pretty good humidor, and I've never had to worry about, you know, like I wait a week and come back and the humidity's too low or something. So that's the cadence that I'm on. Your mileage may vary. You know, do what works for you. But don't let them dry out, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
don't do that. Then it's your collection. Like gone collection.
Yeah. All right. So we are smoking the RomaCraft Mestranza, brand new, just in stores. And we are smoking the 4x50 And this is a fucking powerhouse, dude.
Dude, this is a strong little guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me about your flavors and have they changed?
So still earthy. Not like dirt, but just earthy flavors. Not much. A little bit of a cedar. So I'm picking up two notes right now. As far as anything else, that cocoa dropped off. That additional spiciness dropped off because it was very spicy at the beginning. Like cayenne spicy. Yes. It's still strong, but it mellowed out, like, flavor-wise.
All right, so I'm not as far along as you are. My experience is a little bit different. So the onions reduced in Coca-Cola glazed, Coca-Cola glazed onions, that has gone away. The spiciness has been replaced by, I don't know if you've ever had this, but there is a Mexican ice cream shop in Hanover, and they sell gummies. Not that kind of gummy.
I know.
They sell gummied candy. You know that Mexican spice they put on candies?
Mm-hmm.
They sprinkle that on it, so you can get like gummy worms and gushers and stuff.
It's called tajin.
Yeah. So that's what I'm tasting, is there is a sweet flavor in there that has crept in that's different from, you know, the Coke glazed onions, there's a little sweet there. There's like a sweet covered in that tajin flavor. So it's a different kind of spicy, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
It almost has like, you know how it has, like, it's spicy, but it tastes like vegetables, you know what I mean? Like,
I know,
like
exactly.
It came out of the garden.
It's really hard to
pin down, but it's that flavor. Well, like, yes, there is a spicy, especially on the tip of my tongue, that's like sharp, like peppery.
Yeah, a lot of Mexican candy, like the lollipops, that spicy.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you've had those. Mm-hmm. Different flavors. That's what I'm getting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Mexican lollipop. There is a little sweetness behind it, and I think it has to do with the wrapper and how it was aged. The earth has also changed. I don't know if it has for you, but it was like this rich, dark, almost volcanic earth.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And now it's like evolved into red clay.
Yeah, it mellowed out.
Yeah, mellowed out. So I would say at this point, it probably represents a complex flavor.
Yeah.
It's at least mid at this point. It might not have changed enough for the average smoker to be like, yeah, that's complex. But for me, like, even the flavor of the pepper has changed.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, it's like, is black pepper and cayenne the same thing? No. Right? But it's still peppery.
It's peppery.
So, depending on, like, how sophisticated your palate is, you might not think it's as complex of a flavor as it comes across to me.
It's not bad.
But it is delicious.
It is.
For a strong cigar.
Yeah, I can definitely feel the nicotine, though.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, it's a strong little guy.
I think I got the right Vitola. I think I've got an inch to go before I put this out, and I think by the time I get to that, I'll be ready to put it down.
Yeah.
it is fairly strong. So what are you thinking? Is it above a 7 now for strength?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's definitely time for a meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we take our second break? When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Don't go away.
All right, news of the week. So TA just happened.
Yep.
I'm not going to start with that, but not much came out, just the regular exclusive. Obviously, I think more of the stuff that happened, you had to be on the floor, you know, in Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh. Yeah, it was in Aruba. And if you want to hear, like, the gossip and the dirt, go to Two Guys Cigars.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're on YouTube. I think they got kicked off, or they're close to being. But you can go to your regular audio podcast.
Yeah.
And they have a Cigar Authority is the podcast. Cigar Authority, the episode that aired Thursday or Saturday.
Alphabet is on a crusade against tobacco.
Yeah, fuck Alphabet and Meta. But
shit, now we're kicked off.
now we're
Sorry.
Yeah, I picked that up. Yeah. No, but he's just got fucking straight dirt on the show, you know, because he went because he's a member of a retailer. Right. I thought it was pretty funny. You know, he's complaining about the heat and stuff, and I guess he got some ball pouch underwear, and it was like the bright spot because his balls didn't get all sweaty. Everything else was swimming in grease. But anyway, if you're into that sort of thing, check out that episode.
All right. So, Cavalier?
Geneve?
Cavalier? No, I was thinking about Swamp Butt because.
Yeah.
Cavalier Genevieve, the green jacket, is returning in 2025. So, are you familiar with the term green jacket?
From golf.
Yeah, golfing, green jacket. So,
Masters.
The Masters. I'm not a golf guy.
I'm a golf guy.
Yeah, I know you are.
A little bit.
So,
not like Nick was, but.
Yeah, you guys are nerds. Well, the first release of the green jacket was in a store in Idaho. Meridian, you've probably heard of it. It's like this.
No, nobody's heard of Idaho. That's just.
Potatoes there.
Yeah, it's associated with potatoes, but I mean, you could run a cult out of Idaho and nobody would know. They probably are right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the green jacket, like in 2024, they have an 11 count box. So it's 10 cigars, but 11 count. The 11th stick is the next year's preview. It's a white band, so it doesn't have the following year or the next year's band. Cool. So that's kind of cool. So the green jacket in 2025 it's going to be an annual thing, I guess, and it's going to be released in March of next year before the Masters because it's in April. Again, I don't know.
Quickie quiz. What is the capital of Idaho?
Lincoln? No, that's Nebraska.
See, I told you, nobody fucking knows.
What is it? Do you know?
How
you trying to ask me?
I don't know.
Somebody find out.
Nobody knows.
Drop us a line. Nobody knows. Burn line.
Idaho is the United States equivalent of like the outback in Australia. It's there, but it's just there.
So it's going to be like $198 a box. So about $210 here, $220 maybe.
So $20 a stick.
$18 a stick. Yeah. But taxes, blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be a 7x47 Churchill. So it's a pretty good big stick.
Ooh, I like the ring gauge. 47 is a nice ring gauge.
Yeah, so it's going to be using a Claro wrapper from the Yamastrian Valley in Honduras.
Yamastrian. I think it's Yamastrian.
Over a Habano binder from Honduras. So it's going to be like an Enduro Puro. And fillers from Honduras, not Puro, but Honduras, Indonesia, Nicaragua, and Paraguay. Paraguay? I haven't smoked anything from there.
Paraguay?
Yeah, interesting, right?
Yeah, that's on purpose.
Yep.
Huh. So I'm not even sure I'd advertise that. I didn't know that Paraguay made tobacco.
I didn't either. I guess they do now.
They do now.
You heard it here first.
Okay.
All right. So it's almost that time of the year. Holidays, Christmas, advent calendars. Do you buy advent calendars for the kids or for yourself?
I don't think we've done one in a while.
Okay. We do Legos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and
like, so, is that a pre-made thing you can buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's themes, so like Star Wars.
I'm totally doing
Friends
that.
And stuff like that. But so every year, Oliva, for I think 10 years now, is going to be releasing their advent calendar for 2024. So that'll be cool as shit. The MSRP is going to be $242.50, that's very specific, but that's out the window depending on the state. But 20 sticks a box. I'm not going to name all 20, but it's different. But I can name.
Wait a minute. Doesn't it have to be 24 if it's an advent calendar? You get one on the weekends? Fucking cheap bastards.
So we're going to, you know, it's going to have the cane series. So like the cane Daytona, the nub Cameroon, the nub stuff, Oliva Siri G. Robusto, Torpedo, the Master Blend, the Serie V, the Serie O Churchill, the Double Serie V, the Robusto, and then
I thought you said you weren't going to read them all.
I know, I'm not.
You're pretty fucking reading them all.
Okay, close enough. And then Cuba Ayalos Churchill. And then it comes with a lighter, an Oliva lighter.
Okay, so that's not bad. So what does it retail for?
Like I said, 242.50, but again, out the window depending on.
It's not terrible. I mean, when, that's $11 a stick. I mean, if you take the lighter out.
It's not terrible because, like, a Serie V will run you, what, 17 alone?
Yeah, but a Cane Daytona, you can get that for under $10, right?
Depends, like I said. So that'll be cool to look to have. It should be available here. Talk to Tom. He says it should be available. So we'll see.
Here at Davidus?
Yeah, here at Davidus. And then EP Carrillo 15-year anniversary is coming. It's going to be shipping here soon. EP Carrillo is celebrating 15 years of being EP Carrillo. So the EP Carrillo 15th anniversary is a 6.5x54 Vitola that uses a 10-year-old binder.
Interesting.
Or 10-year-old wrapper, I mean. Mexican San Andres.
Oh, see, I was all excited about a 10-year-old binder. So a 10-year-old...
Well, actually, it is, because they were claiming that it's kind of around the same time.
So that's really interesting, though, because 10 years ago, Mexican San Andres was not that well known. 2014?
Mm-hmm.
They were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they were like...
It was 17 when Mexican rapper came
when
out.
When everybody's like, oh, shit, let's start using that.
Yeah,
So they were pretty clairvoyant about that.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So the binder's from Nicaragua, Jalapa region. And yeah, that's what I was. Okay, so the binder is actually 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really interested in this stick now.
Yep. And then fillers come from Nicaragua and the DR, which are saying are several years. They're not disclosing, so several years. Yeah. So I'm going to say probably around 10 years as well. So that's going to be a pretty cool aged cigar. We should definitely get our hands on that.
It sounds good. But what is the MSRP?
The MSRP is 20 a stick, which is still not hateful.
No. I mean, Carrillo's up there in the 15, 17 range anyway.
And you're getting aged tobacco, like that aged tobacco. Yeah. Like, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'll pick one of those.
And it's not a, like, it's a 6.5x54, so you're getting plenty of tobacco.
Yeah.
I think the price rounds out to what you're getting.
Yeah, that's not hateful.
So it is going to be a limited 5,000 boxes, 15 sticks per box, which 3,500 are going to make it to the U.S. And then,
so that'll be fairly hard to find.
Yeah. And 1,500 for Europe and all those other non-U.S. regions. Suck it.
Suck it!
So again, they're going to be coming out in mid-November. The year is not almost over. It's not going to be a year of the dragon. But Vega Fina is announcing the year of the snake, which is next year.
Okay, so, at least we've got some companies that are keeping the theme up.
Yeah.
Because, the whole thing about, because dragons are cool.
Yeah, they are.
You know, like, all these fucking companies jumped on, oh, you're the dragon, because it's a dragon. Yeah, where were you? You're the pig.
Yeah.
Huh? Where were you then? You know.
Well, the year's not almost over. I'm wondering, there's got to be one more year of the dragon left.
If there is, I will shoot myself on this show. Can I say that? Will we get canceled for that?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know how smart the algorithm is.
It's probably smart enough.
Live on air. Not live.
Not live.
From the hot box.
Wait, how's it going to get out if you shoot yourself, though?
I don't know, since I do all the fucking work.
Yeah.
Go out, except for the news of the week.
Yeah.
Continue.
So it's going to be a 6.25x56 Corona, so pretty big. And it's going to be an Ecuadorian wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and fillers from the DR and Nicaragua. So, and it's going to be made in the DR, Tabacalera de Garcia.
Okay, cool.
So, but it's going to debut in Spain first. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
That's... 12. And it's actually pretty affordable, $12.45 a stick.
Okay.
So, what, 15 here, something like that.
So, speaking of collecting.
Yeah, there you go.
That's something else you can collect. Year of the, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You could blow your whole budget just collecting Year of the Dragons.
Yeah. So, the theme is going to be the same, like gold and red, and it's going to be in a bifold box.
Yeah, because apparently in China they only have two colors,
gold and red. It's just everything.
Oh, my God.
All right. And then, so the TAA happened, but CRA,
Cigar Rights of America,
Freedom Sampler is going to be shipping next month.
And the proceeds, not all of the proceeds, but I think a big chunk of that goes to
the CRA.
Yes.
Which is a very important organization.
If you're talking about an organization that spends money to make sure you retain your rights as a fucking grown-up in the United States of fucking America to enjoy combustible tobacco product, they're the group.
They're literally spearheading the fight against the FDA.
Yeah. And they have won some really good battles.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame that it has come to this,
yeah,
honestly, in America. But I think that's worth it. And I recall every year thinking that the Freedom Sampler was overpriced until I remembered where my money was going.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
I mean, one of the biggest fights, it sounds a little mundane, but one of the biggest fights they won is like getting rid of the banding and going to simple black and white text banding for America. To not entice children. Like, what?
Yes, yes. You can't have the artwork that makes cigars beautiful.
Yeah, because kids really care about the artwork.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
That was something they won.
They were like,
as well as they have... They basically won the fight that the FDA is going to consider premium cigars as a different category from gas station cigars, mm-hmm, White Owls, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which, no duh. You know, like, can a brain please enter the conversation?
Seriously.
You know, like, zero overlap, yeah. You know. That's like saying that Ferraris have something in common with a Chevy Cruze. It's not the same thing, just because it's a car with four wheels. You know?
No, like, it is different. But it's going to have 10 sticks in each one. It's going to be in a bag, in like a Boveda bag.
And probably 250.
204, so yeah, 250 once it's all said and done. 204 is the MSRP.
Because I remember like 20 to 25 a stick being like the usual price.
Yeah, so here are the names real quick of the companies in there, which they are all CRA members. Ashton, Diamond Crown, Fuente, Opus X, La Flor Dominicana, My Father, Oliva, Padron, EP, Rocky Patel.
The one thing I'll say about the CRA sampler is they are good cigars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not like throwaways.
You're overpaying a little bit, but for a great cause, and they are good cigars.
Yeah, and then
I get whenever.
Yeah, and it's limited too. So, since we're on the collection situation, it's 5,000 packs only. So, get it while you can. And then the Diesel Tempest is one of the things that's coming out of the TAA this year as well. So it was announced in 2022, but they had to change its name from the Tempest to the Atonement. Because Alec Bradley already had the Tempest.
Yes.
So, STG just did a baller move and said, we'll just buy you, and then we'll release the name. They literally did that. They bought Alec Bradley, and they're like, now we can release the Diesel Tempest.
By the way, the Maestranza that we are smoking is only available in the United States because of the same region. There is a Maestranza somewhere else.
Screw that.
Where they can't sell it because of blah, blah. Whatever. Yeah, naming rights.
So it's going to be a 6x52 Toro over an Ecuador. It's an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and fillers from Honduras and Nicaragua. And it's going to be made in the A.J. Fernandez
factory. And factory. Retails for what?
$10.99 a stick, 1,000 boxes of 10. So not hateful for a limited.
In this market, I mean, if you had told me a Diesel cigar for over 10 bucks 2-3 years ago, I'd have been like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many cigars to choose from that.
Yep.
$11 price range. And now it's like, oh, man, I hate to say it. That's where we're at. So.
Yeah. And then last but not least, Dumbarton's going to be shipping the hashtag GFY. So hashtag go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Sokka.
Yeah.
That is a very Dumbarton.
So it's cool. It's the Lancero collection. It's not individual sticks. It's a box, okay? A box of 10. 7x38 Lanceros, and it's 10 of them. 6 different wrappers are used. 9 of the cigars are new, and one is the Muestra de Saca Lancero, which debuted in 2019. Did you guys smoke a Lancero, a Saca Lancero?
Don't think so. But so they're all different. It's a pack of 10. They're all different Lanceros.
Pretty cool.
And by the way, that's the joke. The hashtag GFY joke is. Retailers hate Lanceros because they don't sell.
Yeah.
And so Sokka's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Here's a box of 10. So, and he'll probably sell all of them because it's Sokka.
So it's 4,150 boxes are being made, and it's a $159.50 a box. It's not hateful.
No, that's not bad. 16 bucks. And a Lancero, you know, they're more expensive. They're hard to roll.
Yeah, they really are.
You're paying your top dog to roll those.
But it's the most flavorful cigar you'll smoke, too, because you're getting mostly wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a connoisseur. And then, of course, it goes out. yeah. easily.
Definitely an indoor stick, sit down stick.
Yeah, so. Don't sit under the fan. Nope. Yeah. All right. Appreciate that. Why don't we go ahead and rank this cigar? By the way, I'm basically done.
Yeah.
I'm done. So, our smoke on this guy.
Yep. I got to relight.
Why don't we go ahead and, first of all, talk about the body. Definitely full-bodied. No doubt about it. And then the strength. I'm sticking by my 7.5, but I could buy an 8.
Definitely an 8.
An 8. Yeah, I think this is a strong cigar. Fair warning. And then flavor, simple, mid, or complex. I think on this one that I'm smoking, I'm going mid.
Yeah, mid to complex almost.
Yeah. It's not quite complex where it's like, and maybe the bigger, like the Toro Vitola, yeah. you might get more of that. But this one, the changes in flavor weren't dramatic enough for anything but the most distinguished palate to pick out. And, you know, it wasn't really dramatic enough. I'd say mid.
Yeah, it's because it's small. I think if we got the bigger one, we'd get more out of it.
I think so. I mean, hell, we're just getting to the second third on most cigars, you know. And we're putting the cigar out. Tasting notes, cedar and earth, undertones of cocoa, Mexican red pepper. I think those are the big takeaways.
Yep.
I do like the Mexican red pepper.
Yeah, flavor. Like candy.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that. All right, so why don't we go ahead and rank this cigar? And if you want, oh, by the way, I found a Harry Potter Lego advent calendar, and I'm thinking I might do that this year.
There you go.
I didn't even realize, and it's not
you
that
didn't know that?
Yeah, it's like $35.
Yeah.
Like, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
So,
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Well, my daughter's 11, and she's just getting into Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
So, we just finished, what's the fourth one? The one with the contest.
Oh, the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, the Goblet of Fire, and she loved it. I'm like, they only get scarier from here.
Yeah. I know, so, the first two are childish, and then, like, once you break from that, like, once they all get older, it gets darker.
It does, yeah. So, I think they will dig. I mean, my son doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, we
could do, like, dinosaurs or bugs, advent calendar, and he'd be all over.
Last year's advent calendar for us was Star Wars, Marvel, and then...
you did more than one?
Yeah.
Fucking greedy.
And then cat stuff, like cat equipment.
Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, so let's start with presentation. This is the Romacraft Mestranza. We are smoking the 4x50, which is the Ciudadilla.
Ciudadilla.
Yeah. It's not even, doesn't, whatever, Catalonia. Whatever the fuck. It's a 4x50.
Listen, it's not my Spanish, okay?
All right, so presentation. I really like the presentation. You know, we didn't have the box here because I didn't buy a box. I think the cigar is gorgeous. I love the yellow wrapper with the embossed Mestranza mm-hmm. on the front of it. I love the secondary wrapper with the initials of everybody
in yeah,
the
factory. Cool.
Pretty cool. You know, it's not a blow you away presentation. But
simple to the point, though. I like it.
I definitely started out by shitting all over the Spanish Connection or whatever, and that is still there.
Yeah.
I just don't think that the box with the castle and the bullshit and the cavern, like, where does that? You don't even tell the story. If Romacraft had some cool story on their website about, oh, the owner grew up in a Spanish castle and then, I don't know, got drafted by the Spanish cavalry. I don't even know if that's a thing. So I've got like a 7 on presentation.
I agree, 7.
If you just look at the cigar, it's pretty cool. I don't like the box.
It's not like the region's going to appreciate the story.
Right. Yeah, let's tout Spain. That is a great way to go. And so then construction, honestly, it was basically perfect. I think some people would think the draw was too tight.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to go with a 9 on this Vitola. And I'm just taking one off for draw. Like, I like a firm draw, but I think a lot of people would like a little bit of a looser draw, or at least the option.
Yeah.
Right. There is no option.
There is no option.
And I think part of that is just, you know, the small ring gauge and all that. But we'll do a 9 for construction. Okay. Other than that, I mean, it burned great.
Yeah, it cut great.
Like,
barely any bullshit came out.
Yeah, the only touch-ups we did is because we're fucking yakking on a podcast. The burn line was clean, even.
Yeah. I would say this is, what, a half-hour smoke if we weren't talking?
It depends on how you smoke it. I think I could do 45 minutes. I would call it a 45-minute smoke, okay, especially because it's strong. A lot of people aren't going to be chuffing it, or they'll be regretting chuffing it. So that brings us to price. MSRP on this is $9. You're not getting a lot of tobacco for $9, but you also can't find a lot of cigars for $9.
Right.
I think it's like a 7. You know, it's definitely better than average.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to write home about.
I agree.
Yeah, 7. Okay, so let's talk about flavor. I would say that, you know, this is not going to be in everybody's wheelhouse. I am done smoking. I haven't picked it up in a few minutes. I still have pepper on my tongue. It is strong. I'm over here like, God, I need to eat some fucking dinner.
Yeah.
But the flavor is really delicious, and the flavors go together. So I'm kind of in the 8 range. Like, they really did a great job blending this. But it is going to be limited.
Yeah.
There's going to be some of our listeners that'll try it and be like, wow, that was like getting punched in the fucking tonsils. You know? What are you thinking?
Now that I'm getting closer to the end, I'm smoking a little bit more. I got like this menthol tingle on my lips.
Like I said, it could be complex, and I think a larger Vitola probably you would
do that. Yeah, this one definitely not. It's too short of a smoke.
I think it's too short of a smoke. Yeah. But yes, you're right about that menthol tingle, which I don't know if that's like. I think it's like nicotine soaking through my lips.
Yeah, because obviously they didn't add menthol to it.
Yeah. So anyway, I had 8 on flavor. What do you think?
Yeah, thinking? I was thinking 7 or 8.
So we'll give it the benefit of the doubt with an 8 on that. All right, now let's talk about experience. To be fair, we are smoking the 4x50, right? That is different. We could have smoked the Toro. First and foremost, the strength limits it.
Mm-hmm.
You are not doing anything. Do not walk the dog. Do not mow the lawn. Do not do outdoor yard. Like, you need to sit down. There's a sit-down smoke. I wouldn't, you know, you're not watching the F1 race, the football game. You're not grilling. There's a sit-down smoke.
Very limited use case.
I think it is. The price is very approachable, though. You can smoke it for a lot of stuff. Probably not a gift or anything like that. You know, you might like, definitely, hey, you want to smoke this with me? You know, not a beginner smoke. Now, my experience was pretty good, and I think if you're a connoisseur and, you know, like you like smoking like we do, and you go to the lounge, great, pick this up. You can smoke it on the back porch, but it's a smoking cigar. It's one you're going to sit down. You're going to enjoy it. You're not going to do much else. And you might want to have some food handy or have
it. Oh, yeah, definitely. Or a drink.
Yeah. Like our tobacconist tip of the week. Yeah. This qualifies for that. So I've got a 6 for experience.
Yeah.
It's better than average, but it is limited.
6 because it's just crazy limited.
Okay. I like that. So we were really close on this one, which is cool. And it brings the final score for the Roma Craft Mestranza 4x50 Catalonia. I'm just going to not say the first word.
Okay.
It's just Catalonia. To 37.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good score.
That's respectable.
You know, high 30s. So there you have it for folks. This is probably available on the shelf at this point for you. But this is the Roma Craft Mestranza, the latest addition to their core line, not a special edition. And anything to wrap up?
No, that's it.
Folks, thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, share. Do all of that good stuff to get the word out. We appreciate you joining us. I didn't do any call-outs, but Bombo Clat Gato Fish, thanks for following us on YouTube. I mean, that is a fucking mashup right there. But we appreciate all of our fans out there getting the word out about the podcast for consumers of cigars. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you next week.